I'm Michael Hernandez. News time on Morning Edition is 6:45. In the continuing conversation about sexual harassment, the voices of conservative women have often been absent. Scott Morgan sought out their opinions in Northeast Texas.
In the most rural counties in Northeast Texas, I repeatedly hit the same wall among conservative women. None wanted to tell me on the record what they think. Some outright refused, some said they would help and then bailed. All said they were ultimately concerned how their opinions might be received by their families, their employers, their customers, their fellow churchgoers, and their circles of friends. And I got this reaction from women ranging from their early 20s to their early 60s. The irony wasn't lost on me. To get some on-the-record thoughts from women who live out here, I had to turn to the less quiet city of Bonham, a small-town island in the middle of the verdant bucolic sea of Fannin County. Bonham is a conservative town, no doubt, the seat of a county where closet Democrats do hold a few elected offices, with an R after their names. But Bonham is also a politically active town with a lively mix of opinions, and women here, most of them conservative, are generally what you'd call the outspoken type. Here I found a few to tell me on the record what they think. The general consensus sounds a bit like this.
If you're going to wear something that's cut down to your navel, then yes, you might expect a comment.
Put a little less bluntly, Melody Michaud means...
I think men have a responsibility to police themselves, and women also have that same responsibility.
For the record, this is the sentiment everyone told me off the record, too. It's not so much victim blaming as it is a deeply held conviction that individual persons, male or female, need to accept that fire is fire. And whether it's a match or a blowtorch, it's easy to get burned if you handle it poorly.
You know, you have to be proactive in your own life, in your own safety.
Bonham resident Donna West.
If someone makes an unwanted, inappropriate comment, whether it be sexual or otherwise, if you're not interested in whatever that scenario is, you got to nip it in the bud the first time somebody says something inappropriate.
Given the strength of their convictions, I asked the women in Bonham why they thought the women in the quieter, deep rural counties of Northeast Texas were so reticent to tack their names onto their opinions. Most said they really didn't know. Donna West, however, offered this.
Everything is just so blown out of proportion these days. I think people are just being cautious to not put themselves in a situation where they could stand to be harmed in some way because of all the backlash that people get from saying stuff anymore.
And just who is she concerned might blow things out of proportion?
Yeah, I would think it's the other side of the fence.
The other side she's referring to are the more aggressive types on the political left. Another sticking point for the women I spoke with and the women I tried to speak with is why women who've spoken out waited so long to do it. Bonham resident Carolyn Rogers.
I'm not doubtful that there's evidence of sexual harassment, sexual episodes that are happening. That's not exactly a new thing, but I'm concerned at the number of these things that just keep cropping up. Everybody's coming out of the woodwork, and I don't know that all of that is true, especially when somebody vehemently denies such action.
Rogers says she prefers to withhold judgment on people until they are proven to have done something wrong. And what needs to be stressed here is that every woman I spoke with, on the record or off, is absolutely against sexual harassment, sexual misconduct, and of course, outright sexual assault. But they worry that the nuances of personal interaction and sexual attraction will devolve into a witch hunt mentality that will start swallowing up powerful men and powerful women without giving the accused a chance to defend themselves.
People are being judged and convicted in public, and I don't like that.
One further point conservative women tend to make is the need for an understanding of nuance when it comes to how men and women interact with each other in and out of the workplace, something they feel is lacking in the national conversation. Again, Donna West.
There's not ever any discourse anymore. You know, there's not ever, I can have my opinion, which might disagree from yours, and that's okay. We can either find middle ground or just agree to disagree or whatever. There's not any of that anymore. It seems like anywhere.
And when it comes to the things men say to women, especially at work, West says,
I personally don't see anything wrong with, you know, if you have a nice dress on and some person says, male or female, oh, wow, that's a nice dress. You look really cute. That's a compliment. Now, if they say, hey, you want to go behind the, you know, in the copy room and let's make some copies, that's a whole different thing. But, you know, people seem to just try to lump everything into one category. And it's not like that there's, you know, 100 million different shades of gray in all of this.
Again, for the record, these were the same general opinions held by women from the deep rural counties. Those women just didn't want to state their opinions out loud. But then, if there is one commodity you can count on in Northeast Texas, it's quiet. In Northeast Texas, I'm Scott Morgan.